Fraser, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Great. So it's been 3 years since your last record, Slow Gum, and in that time you're on the road for quite a while, here and overseas. When did this album kind of start to take shape?
I think I began sort of writing it sort of midway through 2016. Or maybe I had like a song or two ready to go, and then I kind of just took it from there. It seems like a blur now. And then we recorded it kind of mostly throughout 2017. Yeah, it was fun.
Right. And so in between touring as well, you've had time to settle back into your hometown of Melbourne, working as a carpenter, I've read.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So what is that contrast like? And yeah, how would you say that contrast is in terms of informing your writing?
I'm not really sure. Like, I guess I work as a carpenter just purely to earn money because I choose to try and not to be poor the best I can. But as far as like influencing me in music or whatever, I guess it's like at work is a time where I get to listen to a lot of music. I guess like I'm fortunate enough that on the work site that I work on, I choose all of the music all the time. So it's kind of like, it's just a chance that I get to actually, you know, catch up and listen to things and go back to old records that I love and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, like I'd say that is the biggest kind of advantage of the job in a musical sense.
Right, yeah. So you've got inspiration there while you're working, which is great.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the album features artists Leah Senior and Annika, aka Hachiku, and they're also from Melbourne. What was that collaboration like?
Well, like, Melbourne's pretty small, and I've been kind of playing music around there for like the better part of, you know, 8 years or so. And then you kind of just meet everyone. If you're a person like me and you like to hang out a lot and go to gigs and stuff. So, I've known Leah for years, and Annika Hachiku plays guitar in my band as well. I've played music with them for a long time. Also, people like Davey Lane from UMI played some keys and guitar on it, and Dan Luscombe from the Drones produced a few tracks, and it's just kind of, and like my buddy from Stu from King Gizzard played flute and some other kind of guitars and stuff. So it's kind of, it's just one of those things, you just call up your friends and say, help me.
It's a lot of talent there for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of big names. And so how did like having female vocals kind of add to the record?
That's a thing that I've always kind of done. Like I've always been really, really like influenced by kind of like, I guess like early soul and Motown and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not like, I like singing, but it's not, how do I say this? Singing is not my kind of ultimate focal point kind of thing. I'm more like a lyrics kind of guy. And I've always kind of just liked music that are like songs that are accompanied by female kind of, I guess like nearly doo-wop backing singers or something. It kind of just, to me, it kind of rounds out the sound of my voice, I guess. Or maybe like I feel like it kind of brings a bit of life to the songs or something. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. And so you're actually going to play a song for us now.
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us?
I'll play a song called Walking to Omans.
Perfect.
Okay. I dreamed I knew your thoughts while you strangled the sink so tight. Talking to yourself, watching mountains of dust blow in. You said you're getting sick of drinking from life's cruel cup, and you might split. So light me like a smoke and so bright, and cut me like a coke can, just rolling down the edge of the road all night, walking to omens. And I saw Satan's silhouette praying the night still comes. He dances across the floor like an oil slick spilt from a drum. He says he'll sell you one bag of Joliet for your sweetest sense of truth. So light me like a smoke and so bright, and cut me like a coke can, just rolling down the edge of the road all night, walking to omens. And it's not rock and roll, it's Creole, alright, like a whip crack when you feel low, just throwing up all over your robe all night, walking to omens. And I could live for a million years or more, just holding on to the loneliest story I ever read. Light me like a smoke and so bright, and cut me like a coke can, just rolling down the edge of the road all night, walking to omens. And it's not rock and roll, it's Creole, alright, like a whip crack when you're feeling low, just throwing up all over your robe all night, walking to omens. Thank you.
Beautiful. So in that song, there seems to be a sense of disillusionment. With you've got lyrics like "I see Satan's silhouette." Can you kind of talk about the emotional process behind that song?
That song is basically kind of just about the kind of tropes, I guess, of being a kind of a young musician, I guess, and like, not that I'm that young anymore, I'm 27 now, I've got to stop saying that. yeah, it's just kind of like, it's about like lots of things. It's about like partying, and it's about friends that, you know, have kind of like lost it, you know, one way or another, or like, and it's just kind of about that kind of stuff. I try not to like give too much of the nuts and bolts, I guess, of what songs are about, because I kind of like to let the listener kind of take what they want
for from sure it
as well.
For sure. And so Easy Daisy, it was released under the new label Brown Truck Records, which is based in the States, where you're about to move, I've heard. How did that label come about?
Well, I actually started that label with my partner, Mariah Allen. She lived in Echo Park in LA, and I've been fortunate enough to sort of be around a lot of really great DIY labels. And obviously, being on Milk, my last record, and like my buddies from King Giz, and they have a label called Flightless, and that's kind of going really well. And I kind of watch those two labels kind of grow from, you know, being nothing to being kind of really quite something important, I guess, in like the current music landscape. And I was kind of like, oh, I want one of them for myself. It's just kind of like, I feel like, I don't know, music's been changing so much these days, and it's like the, you know, the money in making records is getting smaller, and the way that people kind of want to, I guess, like ingest their music, even though that's a terrible word, like they want to have like a kind of personal connection to like the artists, I think, that they like or they follow, I guess. So a lot of these little labels are kind of thriving, I guess, in a way, because it's more of like a personal connection to like the bands. I can kind of say it's kind of like, you know how everyone's into like fair trade chocolate and like fair trade coffee? It's kind of like fair trade music in a way. It's like, yep, you buy it from the artist and you give them the money, and there's no kind of bullshit in the middle. It's just like,
for sure,
straight up. And even though it's a smaller market, it's I feel like it's kind of becoming a bit more popular.
For sure. You've got that organic relationship.
Yeah. That's it.
Nice. And so you've just started your National Australia tour.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing around the corner tonight at High Tea.
Mm-hmm.
Where else can Sydney fans catch you?
Well, yeah. High Tea tonight is a solo show, and that's in Surrey Hills somewhere, but it's kind of like a invite weird thing, which I don't really know that much about it. But the main show is I've got my band coming up, and we're playing a show on Saturday at the Lansdowne, and which I believe is in Chippendale from memory. And we've got supports from Spooky Land, and who are a fantastic Sydney band, and another newer Sydney band called Goodside. So that's going to be really fun. And yeah, come on down.
You heard it here first. Come on down, yeah. To the Lansdowne. That was really cheesy.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And best of luck for your national tour.
Thank you. Yeah.